And here we go. All right, everyone, take some breaths in your nose and out your mouth. Breathe deeply. Get the air deep in your belly. And when you exhale, pull your stomach muscles to the back of your spine. Really empty yourself with lots of high frequency energy, and I want you to have room for it. Put your attention on the back of your throat. That's another handy way to start your breathing. All right, so we're going to strengthen our resonance with the new earth. And this is the new earth in her highest exalted state. What some people imagine is like heaven on earth. I want you to have a sense that you are in harmony with the earth, and she gives to you as you give to her, and that you're working together. Some of you are carrying some of those energies of your day. We're just going to clear your field, purify the field between you and the pillars. Just let the day's debris go, other people go. Strengthening your connection to Source. We have a very refined energy tonight. Source and the full moon seem to be working quite well together, so you'll feel a strong core of energy moving right through you. And when I say Source, I'm just looking at the most refined energy for you. When people say Source, it can be all kinds of things, but what is exactly right for your highest and best good now? That's it. And let that go all the way into the new earth. Sometimes people get stuck in the Old Testament, which has a few, you know, good thoughts in there, like don't kill or harm people. But it also has quite a bit of a judgment to it. And we're all letting that go. We're letting go of judgment. We're letting go of the way we think of karma. We're moving into a more refined cause and effect and understanding. And so be prepared to let go of what we're hanging on to or clinging to that no longer serves us. When I was a young mother, I was a teenager, and I used to think I was held together by sticky notes, the fumes in my gas tank, and a whole lot of peanut butter. And that was basically my defining energy of my life, how I ran things in the university daycare I managed. And I didn't really put too much thought into what my future was. I had some hopes, I had some dreams, but there comes a time where your intention and your choice takes over, and we're at that time. Been quite a few sessions lately, and I'm really noticing the power of this group's language. You want to bless, and you want to be grateful for every single thing that you want to continue or learn from. If you want to curse things, they may not be in your life much longer, so be careful what you ask for. Keep breathing. Now, if you curse with a lot of intention, then you've just hooked it and it will stay with you. So there's, you know, a double-edged sword there. Okay, we're just waiting for all these energies to hook up with everyone on the call and everyone that will be available for replay. And while I'm doing that, I did release more MP3s from the vault. I announced it on Saturday. So if you haven't found them yet, it should be on your homepage. the pillars are showing up more and more. I see them brighter and brighter for people. And this is one of those shifts that we're making on the earth. So more and more people will have a resonance with them. And if you don't see them or feel them, just know you have 12 supportive lights surrounding you. And they are the perfect balance of your male and female energies. And just like I said, I used to be held together by sticky notes, peanut butter, and fumes. I'm noticing that the stability of what we thought we could depend upon is leaving, and we're getting more of a sense of freedom. The things that you thought were stable just might not be, that they just might have been thoughts. And I want you to enjoy any freedom that you get. That's a blank slate. You can start over in freedom. Keep breathing. If there's anybody that you're used to depending upon in your field, we're just going to escort that out because we're building your core right now. Your stability, your personal stability. We're charting a new course. And as we chart our new course, we're not leaving a pathetic or orphaned or sad part of us behind. We're going to resolve that sadness and bring it along because that's what wholeness is. We don't divorce or repress an aspect of ourselves and call that growth. That actually is denial. So what we're going to do is move together in our, together as in all your pieces, moving into your future together. And that's how you do it in a balanced male and female divine way. And so any part of yourself that you're in denial of, that you're ready to embrace and bring into the light of you, just invite it in now. We don't force things. We just allow it when it's ready. And what I'd like you to do is to bring that into your inner sanctuary, which will be that light that's beaming right down the middle of you now. If it doesn't feel like something light or healthy, just go ahead and create a sanctuary right next to you and invite the parts of yourself you're going to integrate. This will make you whole. This will make you healthier. This will make you stronger. And this will make you a better creator. Because when you bring the sabotage home and call it out and love it free, then you have far more energy to change what you need to change. And you won't be in the, I wonder what, where the next shoe is going to drop or the rug will be pulled out from under me, because you're no longer playing in duality. Not that there's not polarity, but you don't have to play in it. Very good. Keep loving. Quite a few layers of density have been moving from the group in the last few days. I'm just going to stay with that a little bit while I silently move out more. Just, we want to get clarity. We want you to be just kind of know what's going on here. We're going to be ahead of the curve. A lot of people are going to be catching up to this, that you can't just deny a part of yourself and go off and create, that you do have to bring these pieces together if you're going to be healthy and happy in the long run. We can't be judging an aspect of ourselves and think we're getting anywhere. We have to accept all things that have happened to us, and as we do, we receive the wisdom of it. You can't force that, though. You can't get the wisdom before you're finished. You might know it, but you can't actually get it deeply. If there's a part of you in resistance, afraid, I want you to love that part. You don't have to love the fear. You can love the light of you within that fear. If there's a part of you that believes there's no one you can trust in the world, I want you to love that part. That part is really wounded, and you want to love that part of you, just as if it was a child that was lost in the street. You want to love that. And by love, I don't mean like a human love. I mean unconditional love, acceptance, acknowledging, high frequency love. And I'm going to be holding that energy for you through the whole call. So keep allowing that to stream through you from source, and I'll be supportive of it, and so will your pillars. If there's a part of me that feels that God cheated me, love that whole, love that part whole. If there is a part of me, I'm going quickly, so the ones that resonate with you, go ahead and love them. And you can re-listen. If there's a part of me that feels like I was too damaged to move ahead, love that part whole. If there's a part of me that thinks I could never improve or get well, I want to love that part whole. If there's a part of me that feels so rejected that no one could ever love me, I want to show that part love. If there's a part of me that feels shame so deep that I am not even acceptable to myself, I want to love that part whole. If there's a part of me that blames everyone for everything that goes wrong in my life, I want to love that part whole, because that's my path to empowerment. If there's a part of me that's projecting the best parts of myself onto other people, I'd like to collapse that so I can see everyone just as they are, and myself and my own empowerment. If there's a part of me that cannot acknowledge my own weaknesses, but I'm happy to project them on others, I'd like to collapse that pattern, because that's my path to wholeness. Because when you are in wholeness, you're going to create very quickly. Human love can be very weak. So let's use this unconditional love streaming forth from you and through you to your benefit. We're all getting better at it, though. Human love will be something quite remarkable in a short period of time. Not that many people can really hold unconditional love without expectation. If you're one of those, be very appreciative. Just letting some of these pieces come in. Sometimes in our life, we have healed ourselves a lot, but we haven't integrated those pieces. We haven't acknowledged that they can come home. And I think that's true for most people on this call. So go ahead and keep breathing. Stay grounded. I'm going to work on that resonance a little bit. And allow the light of you to come home. That's in probably your heart, but sometimes it'll come in any part of your body, and there'd be like little bits of light coming home to rest. Let that happen now. An energy like this, we don't usually have to go digging. We just have to be aware. Awareness is in that third eye in your heart, and it works together. And so I know many of you on this call know exactly what I'm talking about. But if you don't, it's like a turquoise energy that resides around your third eye, your throat, and your heart, and just allow that to be there. This is when we move from the smaller mind into the bigger knowing and awareness. We're all learning how to see through these eyes. And on that journey, we begin to see that way, and then we move more and more into it. And when we notice that we're in our smaller mind, we can just go ahead and move back to the equanimity. And from this place, we clearly see how much we have judged and that we're willing to smile about that in our big Buddha smile and let that go. Sometimes we're so afraid that people will not love us or that they will judge us that we forget to be ourselves. So if you have this pattern, I'd like you to go ahead and love that part of you that feels that. Sometimes we feel that if we're too rich, people will not love us and that we can't trust anyone, or that we're so poor that we'll be trampled on and no one will respect us. Any place you've had those patterns, or any time, space, or dimension, allow the pillars to assist you in collapsing that. Ask the pillars to show you your inner value. Others will value you when you feel your wealth of value within, and this is a worthy thing to sit with. When you take your walks or you're doing your exercise, you can also feel that sense of your inner value. And it's who you are before you do anything. And when you feel that before you do a thing, then everything you do will also have more value to it. We don't trust ourselves. If we trusted ourselves, we would be in our flow, but we don't. So let's go to all the time, spaces, and dimensions that our trust has been damaged by things we've done or a script that we've carried out with somebody else. We're all living a script. You know, sometimes we're the victim, sometimes we're the perpetrator, sometimes we're the child that never grows up, sometimes we're the mean adult, sometimes we're the rich one, sometimes we're the poor one. And the faster we are at recognizing the patterns of these scripts, the easier they are to let go of, just like changing your clothes, right? I take this script off and I'm going to add another one. And if you were going to add a script, that script today would be that I'm turning over all my minor worries to my higher self. I'm letting that go into that stream of that high unconditional love that dwells within. I'm turning over to an aspect of myself that knows how to transmute that. I don't have to know. I don't have to be stuck in it either. I'm turning it over. And when you do that, you'll have a lot more ease. And if you have a lot more ease, you're going to have a lot more energy to make things happen in your life. Nobody solved everything. So we continue to turn that over, and then we move more quickly. Within the core energy of your alignment, that long column of energy from source all the way down to the earth is your ability to create. And within that, I want you to hold the feeling of what it would be like to have anything you want. And it isn't even what you're trying to get or what you hope for. It's the feeling that can make a difference here. So you need to smile, your Buddha smile. I want you to do that now. And I want you to feel what it would feel like to have all your dreams come true. And don't ask for things that you're not sure you want. Don't bother with that. That's crazy. What you want to do is ask for, maybe it's clean water. Maybe it's everyone living in harmony. Maybe it's a home you love living in. Maybe it's meeting people that you enjoy being with and who enjoy being with you. Maybe it's having a pet. Maybe it's having a child. Maybe it's having grandchildren. What would it feel like if you had that? What would it feel like if your aches and pains went away? I want you to feel that. Now, not everybody's wired to feel things this way. And if that's true for you, then know it. I want you to feel or know what it's like if you were to have that. And that will also be a type of feeling. And I want you to keep expanding this as you see the harmony of your life, if you, as you feel it, however way you can get it, I want you to feel that expansion in your field. Let it go all the way out to the pillars so they can support it and allow your alignment to know it. Keep breathing. Now, is there something in the way of me feeling this or knowing that I could have more than what I have? Do I give myself permission to grow or to have? And I want you to feel what it would be like to have, or know what it would be like to have in your mind. Give yourself permission. If there's anything about misogyny, the seeds of misogyny, let that collapse. The seeds of self-hatred, the patterns of self-hatred, let that collapse. Is your inner masculine and inner feminine at war? See the harmony and feel it. And this is what we call letting go and letting God. Am I carrying a script where I'm screaming and nobody hears me? Allow the pillars to help collapse that and turn that scream over to God, to that higher aspect of you. Do I feel that life is too unfair and maybe I don't want to participate anymore? Turn that over to that highest self. Keep breathing. When we are out of balance in our creation, we generally go into go, 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 go till we burn out, or we're collapsed on the couch and we can't quite get up. It's usually one extreme or the other when we're not in balance. And so I'd like you to ask the pillars to show you the harmony of your inner marriage, of the inner male that is divine, and the inner feminine that is also divine. The part of you that knows when to go and the part of you that knows when to rest. And when they're in harmony, your inner prompts that you get every day are going to be easy to read. And they may not make sense. It's okay if they don't make sense, but you're going to begin to hear from your inner truth, your inner divinity. And so every day you're going to ask, what is it I am to do today? And this isn't coming from your small mind. It's not coming from what happened 10 years ago. It's coming from that moment, that very moment that you were in touch with your divine self, your divine grace. And it might tell you it's time to go to the grocery store. It might tell you, go ahead and clean the closet. It might tell you anything like that. Go ahead and allow that to speak to you. The more you hear this and listen and follow through, the faster you're going to be able to create. So today what we've done is we've created an energy field that's quite attractive. If you're holding this energy in your body, and I believe everyone on the call is in your body, that's going to be the GPS for other people to find this energy that are meant to work with you. So every time you feel it, every time you come back to it, every time you're in the knowing of it, you're increasing that glow, so to speak, the signal that goes out on the grids saying, here I am. It doesn't work if you're out of your body, and it doesn't work if you don't dare it. Very good. Now, I always suggest people do this twice a day, but if you can do it once a day, that's great. And the more you do it, the faster you can do it, where just in a breath, you're there. And this is a worthy practice. You don't have to, but this is a worthy practice. So it's the full moon, and there's some really intense energy out there. And it's quite predictable, but it's at that crisis or opportunity point. Am I taking what's happening in my life as a crisis or an opportunity? And it's kind of two sides of the same coin, isn't it? So any place that you're feeling disharmony, allow that to resolve. I think freedom is going to be the new safety and the new stability. And what we used to think is stable is probably going to start feeling instable or unstable. Sorry about that. Keep breathing. I'm going to go ahead and take some callers, and I'd like you to, as much as you can, stay in this energy for as long as you can, because that makes a difference. And if you had your hand up early, I probably accidentally put your hand down. So if you got on the call early and you thought you had your hand up, you probably don't anymore. So just hit star two with that. And here we go. Let's see here. I'm going to unmute. Let's see. The last three digits are 784. Hello there. You're on 784. If you're, I'm sorry, 684.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Satanas. Hi, Sherry.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I hope to be better.
Good. What's up?
Actually, everything seems to be going good,
mm-hmm.
Except that my ex-work and my boss, it's now just start making some demands and not helping with anything again. So
uh-huh.
This is really bothering me, and
uh-huh.
It's bugging me a lot, actually. So it's,
okay.
I'm getting frustrated, angry, and I don't want to do the work. And I know some part of it is good, because if I finish it, it's my own thing, and
mm-hmm.
I don't need to care about what he thinks and what he does. But if he
mm-hmm.
puts his own signature on that, then it's not exactly mine. And I know this is the good part, but I'm really frustrated with his inability to cope with it, to make something about it. And it's
mm-hmm.
just this putting this silly demands, and without even a good conversation, like only email, which is like saying, okay, this is the deadline, do it, or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And I'm not working for him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you understand, I guess.
Right.
But
it doesn't seem like he's putting much effort.
The healers helps a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think he's putting much of his energy into it, so he might just be throwing it out kind of to finish it up. But let's go back to see if it's let's go ahead and put some pillars around him and your project there and you, and just kind of put
mm-hmm.
the light on it and disentangle it.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty murky and tight, so let's get some energy there into the project, into him, your communication. And then we have to disregard everything that's happened before, even though that pattern still exists. We need to let go of our emotions about it, because he definitely
okay.
knows how to set you off. So let's go into calm,
yeah.
reasonable, aligned. To you, this is how it feels to me from you. Like he says, I need you to do this, but then he's locking the door so you can't get in, something like that. So
mm-hmm.
I want
mm-hmm.
you to see that door open. Just see the door open, and then just let the light go into the project. And just sit with that and see how far it goes. And you'll know whether it's just an end point and done, or whether he's really going to make something happen there. So I think it's going to need a tiny bit of time, but not much time. And you'll know whether you're at the end point or there's something to do.
Yeah, I need to finish it in very short time. That's the main thing which bugs me right now. Because I'm really focused on other things at the moment.
Correct. Correct, you are. But I want you to remember this. When you get your emotions out of the way, and you've got a lot of emotions around this, when that goes out of the way, you can move through time and space very quickly to get things done. So, you know, we can move into that really good creative zone when we set those emotions aside. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Not everybody will lift to this, but you, but then you will be satisfied that you did it all and you won't be recreating it down the future. When you take your
steps.
Yeah,
that was my thought today also, Yeah, exactly.
Yep. That's it. All
right. By the way,
thank you so much.
Thank you for making this call in the evening, because here it's early in the morning. It's more comfortable for me.
Yeah, better than 3 a.m., eh? Okay. Thank you so much. All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you for your help. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Good luck to everyone.
Bye. And thank you. Okay. Karen, I'm trying to open your line. There you go. Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I have, I guess, an issue I'd love for some assistance with. A few days ago, I rent a townhouse right now and have for several years, and the owner has never ever called me. She sends, you know, official rent increases or whatever by mail. So she called, but I didn't get to the phone in time, and she didn't leave a message. And the part, and my mind just overreacted. And I mean, I don't feel like I'm a drama queen, but I mean, I'm like, oh my God, they're going to, you know, they're kicking me out. They're, you know, whatever, you know, and I'm just, yeah, I'm not physically able to pack a house right now. I can't afford to move, rent, you know, just on and on and on till I literally made myself sick. And trying to, you know, one part of me is like, you know, let's, what's true now? And okay, so if that did happen, what would you do? And, but these physical sensations, and she's never called back or never contacted me again. So I don't know if I was picking up on something she was actually thinking, or if it's just connecting to some old thing, but the drama of how I reacted, and you know, it's like the cortisol and the affecting my adrenals, and it just made me sicker and weaker than I was before, and I'm just still kind of struggling with the aftermath of how it affected me physically and emotionally too. I'm having and would love some insight.
Well, let's start with this. This is a good one. So let's start with the part of you that went into extreme reaction and fear.
Okay.
And let's love her.
Yeah.
And she needs everything straight. I mean, I can just see her setting a table and measuring it all. I mean, she really needs it set. Or she, it's a fearful thing for her not to have it set. Is that true?
I mean,
she needs her ducks in a row. Because she doesn't need anyone telling her something. She can't have anyone telling her what to do is also another part of it. Love her. She doesn't always play well with others. So let's love that part of her too.
Okay.
She is very stuck. So we'll love her for that. She's the one who makes you sick when you want to change.
Okay.
She's the one who makes you sick. Now, what should we do with her? Should we put her in a basement? No. She'll make you really sick then. We're going to love her. We're going to love her in all of her dramas and all the ways she wants to control the bigger part of you. Now, at this moment, it looks like she's a small, orphaned, sad sack who, you know, is kind of stuck. But underneath all that, she's quite dynamic, and she's a power powerhouse for you. And of course, she would have to be able to pull you into illness when things don't go the way she needs them to, right? So she is worthy. She is absolutely worthy of your integration, your synthesis of her. And now that she's shown up through this phone call, and she might have been showing you something. Who knows what will happen? But if you don't integrate her, whatever, you're not going to be resilient to what's happening. You won't be able to be resourceful and do things with ease and grace, because she needs everything the same, even if that is less graceful. She needs everything the same, even if you have terrible symptoms. So you want to keep loving her, and not the little love, Karen. This is really your opportunity to get a higher love in there.
Okay.
You want to do it with me? Let's see how much more. I don't know if we'll finish her tonight, but let's really get her going.
Okay. We'll
see that love come right straight down. And you can use your solar plexus if the heart gets too challenged. Sometimes the heart will get challenging when you have things to move out of the heart. And then you can use your solar plexus. So just drop it down and just love her. Just smile at all the fun things she's brought to your life, and how resourceful she was in trying to keep you, you know, straight and narrow.
And so she can wink at times.
Yeah, that's right. She, she'd distract you and keep you sick. Because it's way too threatening to really reveal who you are.
Yeah.
So if you stay with her, she'll take you, and this is a sacred space, she'll take you all the way to the place where that began. When was the first time that she decided it was not safe to be who you are?
Well, actually two events came to mind. One was, I used to live with a man who was very perfectionist, and things had to always be his way, and so I was always trying to make things perfect in the household, or I'd be in trouble, which kind of led me back to my dad, who was a very angry, drank too much, and I was always trying to create peace in our household and to not ruffle his feathers. And there's nobody right now who, because I live by myself right now, but it kind of takes in that authority figure, or somebody I perceive as an authority figure, like at work, or somebody, the owner of this building, who has control over me, or can make decisions that affect my life in a big way. I used to be very afraid of my dad, and it was a survival thing. And
The light of who you are would be threatening to someone in power.
Yes, that gave me a chill.
Yeah. And in some ways you have taken, you know, the inner male of you, your inner masculine, took on what you thought was a powerful man, your father, which would be normal. That's how we're raised. And you project that on other people because you don't always hold it as yourself. But the more you dance with him, you know, the more you're going to have the truth of you show up, that inner marriage within the inner masculine and inner feminine. So the inner masculine is how you're acting on the outside. The inner feminine is going to be the resourceful, creative part that knows how to rest, when to rest, when to show up, when to shine bright, and kind of assist with what the action's going to be. And so you're pretty well developed in that, except you're still letting the your inner masculine, it's not as purified as the inner feminine. You haven't completely made that transition for the man that was controlling. So, you know, I would take into your meditations both these parts and just let the dance begin and hold it in light until they tell you everything. So she knows why she dims. She knows why she needs to make you sick, to make you happy. And I want to say this because we have many people on the call, and you probably already know this, Karen. But these people, these parts of ourselves, they don't mind killing us because they know we're going to live forever. Some part of us lives forever. So, so we can't just pat it on the head and say, oh, that's interesting, and then go about our life, especially when we begin to take it consciously. Because when we begin that path of going into the consciousness of this, taking the unconscious into consciousness, it's going to keep talking to you. So it's always worth going to wholeness once we begin. That's when I get more and more desperate emails from people. I know that's where they're at. They're in that place where they're empowering that aspect of them. They're empowering it. And I'm happy to help. There's also a part of them that has to show up. And sometimes I don't always tell people that, but I'm telling everybody on the call now. Part of you does have to show up and say that, because if no one can pull that thread for you, or you don't actually make it correctly, it's more of a false sense of empowerment. But when you when you thread that needle yourself, man, you own it. You absolutely own it. It's good. Sometimes it's really good to have a coach or somebody there to observe and watch you. But every step you can take for yourself is power, is pure power, in the good way, in the good way. So every time you catch yourself in this pattern of you're sick, you can't do this, you're mad, you're just laid low, that's who you're going to be loving. That's the one you're going to be shining that light on and letting her tell her stories. And the more she tells her stories, and you are the exalted one, you're the loving light for her. She'll reveal everything when she can believe you, that you will listen to her, and you'll take that step into a greater healing and wholeness.
Okay.
All right. Nice to chat with you.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. I see Lindley's hand up. Hey there, Lindley.
Hi, Sherry.
Nice to hear your voice.
Oh, good. I always wait with bated breath when I say something. I think that what you were just saying is very applicable to me too, because I've been kind of okay, but easily, but I feel as though I'm forever being dunked, you know, and I come up above water, get dunked again, and you know what I mean by dunked? Yeah.
You're like a bobber. That's what we call it if you go fishing. So you mean you get dropped, you know, kind of like that, or you go under?
Yeah, when you like a cork in the water and suddenly it goes, gets pulled under, like the float.
That's right.
But it's just that it's, I just feel as though I've been treading the same water for so long and still getting dunked, and it's frustrating. And
should we call forward the one who's been dumped? Yes. The one who gets pulled under? Lindley, why don't you ask her, what's pulling her under?
Oh, I got a real, I don't want to know.
You don't want to know, or she doesn't want to say?
She doesn't want to say.
Ask her what she needs from you. What could you give her that she would like?
Security.
Yes. So if you could describe her, how would you describe her? To me, she looks like she's got electricity around her and she's pushing everything away, trying to be invisible.
Oh, that's been a big thing for me, to be invisible.
If she could put an electrical fence around her, that's what she did. Like, I'm untouchable. So I want you to tell her how clever she is, how clever she was to stay invisible that way. And I want you to tell her that you love her even when she's invisible. And then ask her what she's storing inside. Is there something she's ready to let go of?
The word comes up, venom, but it doesn't feel as though it's mine, but I don't know if I'm just in denial or whatever.
You said venom, like snake venom?
Yeah, my mum can be very venomous.
Okay, so it's not unusual for these aspects of ourself to hold the poison, to keep everybody safe. Well, ask her if she'd like to let it go into the light.
Yes.
All right, so let's let it go. You'll, like, have a zipper on her so she can unzip it and let it go out. I'm streaming light to her. Can you feel her now? Can you see her or feel her now?
In a way, but in a removed way.
That's all right. Ask her what else she would like.
To be accepted.
Ask her if she's interested in integrating with you.
I'm getting a nod.
What would she need? What would she like from you now? Or for you to do for her?
You need to be reliable.
Yeah. When she feels you're reliable, she wants to integrate. She's actually carrying some of your best light. Ask her if she'd like to share some of her light with you.
I'm getting a yes.
Yeah, so I want you to feel that. Now, speaking to for everyone on the call, we activate when we notice these parts of ourselves. We integrate when we notice them and we get them in the circle with us, the sacred circle within the 12 pillars of benevolence. And then we synchronize them to us. And that's what you're doing now, Lindley. She's sending you light. You're kind of becoming one with her. You're kind of being with her. We can never force something. We just allow it to be. And the more light she gives you, the more you're going to harmonize with her, and then a synthesis will happen, and she will be an aspect within you. She won't be separate from you anymore. So ask her if she's feeling like she's synchronizing with you.
I get the feeling that she is, or I'm with her.
Yeah. Her light's actually moving all through your center. I think you're in the process, sweetie. You're in synthesis. So one thing that happens when we do this, other parts of us come back too. So take a breath. And we'll invite these parts back that want to synthesize back. Let them come. How are you feeling?
Quite lovely and calm. It sort of feels like a very nice... I mean, I feel calm, but it also feels especially internally calm.
Yeah, because you're together now. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. It's so nice to talk to you, and that was a beautiful, beautiful process. Congratulations,
yes.
and thank you for sharing that with us. All right.
Thanks
nice
so much,
to chat with you, Lindley. Okay, bye-bye. All right. New York City, area code 917.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Laura. I'm Sherry. Hi, how are you?
It's Sherry.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Did I know you in another life and my name was Laura? Okay.
I think so. And we were best friends. It's terrific.
Oh, good. Cool.
So I'm an actor in New York City, and I had a nice, very low-budget career. I wanted more, and everybody kept telling me how terrific I was. And I expected to jump to the next level. And what happened is everything completely evaporated. Nothing is happening at all. And I was and I'm studying with a new coach who's driving me crazy, but I think I can learn something from him. And I went back to an old coach who knows how good I am. And last, I brought in a tape audition to his class last Saturday, and one watcher was just terrible. And I got very angry in a constructive way. And I went back and said, I know how to do this, even if I don't know his technique. And I worked on the part for like 2 hours, made some great tapes, didn't get the job, but I got what I wanted in terms of the art form. And now I want the energy to, it was a real take back your life moment. It was a seminal moment for me. And, but now I would like get back what I had and jump to the level that people tell me that I could be at.
Exactly.
Right. Am I making sense?
So, yes, of course you are. Okay, so I want to go back to the seminal moment, because that's the moment where you're building that new creative self. Sounds like you did that. We're going to empower that. And I know as an actor, sometimes we have to care what other people think. I want you just to take some of that power back. So you know, I am that I am, and I'm the GPS. Everything is attracted to me magnetically. People, you know, the right thing is going to come along. The right people are going to show up and line up, and I'll end up in the project. So I also want you to let go of the levels, the A level, the B level, the whatever levels, kind of let that go, because you're kind of, there's like a little bit of a judgment in that. So just let that go. Sure. Let everything show up so you can choose here. And I'm just strengthening that moment where you know that you took a step into your art and that your art was appreciated by you. So I think some of this experience, even though you had a lot of work for a long time, has sort of brought up a little bit of an insecurity, and people were not appreciating you. And the more you remember, people aren't appreciating me and hiring me the way they used to, the more you make that bigger and bigger. So you just took a step into a new creation. And I'm holding the energy for you, by the way. And we're going to magnetize that new thing that you are. You know, you have this talent, you're still working on your art, you know, you're an actor's actor, you're all of the things that you ever wanted to be. And when you appreciate that deeply within, it's hypnotic. Other people will also pick up on that, and your charisma for the part will begin to show up. So maybe you didn't get this one, but it doesn't mean you won't get another one. So I'm just holding that energy for you. And I will ask you just to kind of watch your thoughts. Are really powerful when we're these types of energies. So when you catch yourself thinking, it all dried up, you know, that's kind of a panic, you know, thing that you throw out there. And you don't want to do that. As soon as you notice that you're doing that, go back to, you know, I'm owning my art. I own this. And other people might want to hire me. And more people will, as more important people know about it. So keep holding that. Can you do that for me?
Yes, I can. Absolutely.
All right. Do you have any other questions about it?
Yeah, just a couple. Over, I don't know why this happened, but over the last two jobs I had, I did a film where I was treated shabbily. My contract was broken three or four times. I should have walked away when they wanted to pay me less money. We're not talking about millions of dollars here, but less money than they promised.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mess. And then I got involved in a play that was supposed to go out of town. And when they broke my contract, I walked because I wasn't going to allow that to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And another part of the question is, I make some money acting, but I would like to make money part of the equation of being an artist.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and strengthen all of those avenues of money making. If there was a part of myself that didn't respect my art or myself, I'm going to love that part, free and whole. I see your anger has a dynamic in it. Have you played a lot of emotional people?
Oh, yes.
It's like your calling card or something, huh?
Like my expertise as an actor is playing men in critical life circumstances. And,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and when I have to play guys just looking for sex on a date or something like that, believe me, not in my experience. It's like, first of all, it's not that hard to find it. And second of all, it's like my mission's bigger than that, you know?
Okay.
Well,
you take all that you are to all your missions. So whatever part, so I want you to think of it this way. Each role I play, I bring all of myself to it. And then people can see the entire complexity of who you are.
Would it be good to play this? Play this a lot for a while, the work we just did?
It might. Any moment that you feel like you're not holding it, go back to this part where we're talking about it. I'm holding you on, you know, I think we have 21 days left. I'm going to continue to hold that energy for you. So, if you need it, you go back to it. If you lose it, you can go back and get it. There's always go back to that starting point, and it'll continue to build from there. But I think what you're getting at is a higher level of talent, but also a higher level of self-appreciation. And it could be that at one time, you know, it was kind of easier and you were kind of on a roll. And now, you know, life has asked you because you wanted it to just take that up level step. So I think that's, you're kind of in the in-between now, and then people will get to know the new you. And it'll be good. Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. Nice to chat with you.
No, thank you. Do we have these replays for life?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, you know how to download it, right?
I have a friend who, my partner actually bought package C with you, so we both get these, and I'll make sure that it's downloaded.
Yeah, we'll hold it for 30 days, but the download's for as long as you have it. So, yeah, and so we actually try to hold it a little longer, but we pay the longer we hold it, so at some point we don't. But yeah, you'll have it, and just because I am pretty good, my husband's a bit of a techie here. If something happens and you lose something, don't hesitate to ask. We'll go back and see if we can find it for you. And you know what? Somebody on this call will have downloaded it, so don't worry. You'll find it again. It was a pleasure to chat with you.
Sherry, for me too. Much thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to a web call. Perth, Australia, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I'll just turn my phone off because I wasn't sure whether you'd got this. Hang on. All right, it's Sushil.
Sushil, nice to see you. or hear you. See your energy.
So Sherry, I've had a bit of an awakening, and that is that I realize I've been very attached to the inner child and not wanting to get to the mature, wise adult. And I didn't realize that was an issue that I was holding. So I've been struggling. Actually, maybe the inner teenager as well. You know, wanting to be a rebel and not wanting to conform to restrictions to do with eating and whatever. Because I was very as a young child and even as a teenager, I was very compliant to my parents' needs and, you know, so on. So now I'm finding that I've got this rebel side in there, which when I kicked into it a couple of days ago, I realized, oh, it's me, the adult, resisting, not wanting to be the adult. I want to stay in the inner child, playful and irresponsible. And okay, I'll give you an example. My son, who is 38, who is quite juvenile, he said, oh, I wish I didn't have to follow any diet or anything like that. I just want to eat whatever I like and just be healthy. And I thought, what a stupid idea. I didn't say anything to him. What a stupid idea. And then I realized that I was also holding that.
Yeah. Okay. Isn't it fun how people mirror each other?
Like my son.
Yes, of course. Of course. The kids always do it the best, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, So I want to introduce a couple concepts here. So you can be playful in a very joyful, healthy way.
Yes. Which I love doing and being, and I love sharing that in my teaching to be in that joyful state.
Yeah, so let's hold you in that. We'll just call it dolphin energy. Let's just hold you in essential dolphin playfulness right now. And when you're in that light, playful, dolphin energy, and then you see the child, which is also a part of you, that that is a little bit rebellious and doesn't want to conform to, you know, a healthier standard, let's go ahead and love her. She's kind of pouty, huh?
When you say love her, I'm even having a challenge knowing how to do this whole love thing. I thought myself as being a very loving human being. And now when I've been working with this work on a deeper level, I find that I'm struggling to even connect with that unconditional love. When you say love her, it's almost like an instruction to my head, not to my being.
Right, right. So that's beautiful. And that is how most of us, you know, even sometimes when we have a baby, we don't know how to naturally just unconditionally accept this child. So so I want you to see that highest aspect of you, that light within that accepts you and knows you and everything about you and accepts you anyway. The same way the sun likes all the trees and all the birds and all the flowers. It's the same way. So this aspect of you that knows how to love. So some people, you know, we use angels or, you know, some higher aspect of themselves if they need to. I do pretty well with dolphin energy. You can bring in an animal spirit if you'd like, but we want to accept who she is for where she is, because this is our starting point where we acknowledge where we are is the starting point to getting to a different place. And it's impossible to get anywhere if we don't acknowledge where we are. So we're acknowledging, I kind of see her pouting like she's turning her back to me and saying, I don't have to follow your rules. And I'm just loving her.
Mm-hmm.
Some part of her doesn't know this kind of love. She's developed a kind of a lifestyle where her value is in rebellion and doing it her own way, on her own terms.
You know, and yet I don't resonate with that. I'm not known as a rebellious person.
Well,
I don't
that's
identify
with part of you. What is the part that you resonate with that doesn't want to eat healthily?
Okay, so that one is the rebellious person. Not the wanting to be free person.
it's like I don't want to be oppressed and
right,
I want
right.
to be free. I, you know, yesterday when I was doing tapping, I felt like this heaviness in my heart, like someone was pushing it and putting me in this cage, you know, this prison.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the feeling. I want to break out of that. And that's been my thing, you know, like break out of prison.
Is that recent or has that always been the case?
No, I think that that was a part that I didn't even know I had. But
that's a part of you that no longer can be repressed.
Yes.
So you've got a part of yourself awakening.
Yes.
All right. So you know how we deny, repress, hold back. You know, I was talking, I don't know, I think the last call, about how I used to see myself jumping on a trampoline. And I would be jumping for the highs. I'd go as high as I could, you know, to get everything done. And the trampoline was all those emotions that were unacceptable to get my job done, that I was suppressing, that I was in denial. And I had to hold back like they were in, you know, buried in the basement somewhere. And then when I started growing, I kind of fell through the trampoline. And I took a bit of like a Persephone journey where you're dealing with it all. And for you, what's happened is you've done a lot of work and some part of you is knocking on the basement door saying, I need to be free now.
Yeah.
I need
yeah.
to be free. And so that's why you're feeling this and then you're getting all these insights. And this is what happens. We get all these insights when the work is done, when we don't hold ourselves in a cage. So that's happening to you. And then you also have this other, you know, we have many, we're all schizophrenic in a million different ways. We all have a lot of little pieces of our consciousness.
Yes.
We're just bringing them all in. So let's go ahead and love this part of yourself that's broken free and loves freedom. And she's saying, I don't want to conform to any of the nonsense that's not necessary, right?
Yes.
Right. Now, she knows
especially
how to love the rebellious child. Pardon?
Yes. Especially if it's not necessary.
That's great.
You know, like if it's necessary, I'm okay with that. But it's like putting unnecessary limitations and restrictions is what I don't like.
Right.
I'm not willing to do. You know, and sometimes I don't know which is necessary and which is not necessary.
Right, right.
You know, because the freedom can be from being in a safe place where you've got plenty of place to roam with the fencing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that can
mm-hmm.
be a freedom as well. But it's
mm-hmm.
like, okay, if the fence is put in the wrong place and saying you can't go there, and there's no reason why it can't go there, that's what I'm having a challenge with. Does that make sense?
Well, that's right. Of course it does. Yes. You know, your growth is at the end of the comfort zone. And this part of yourself just busted out of the comfort zone. And it feels really free and good. Now, this is your next step. And the next step is anything that keeps you from feeling that all the time is going to show up. Because anytime you really hit a bit of a height in energy, it'll the parts of you that hold it back in the first place will show up and they'll also want to come home.
Yeah.
So you did a great job. And now you want to, when you're ready, love that child that turns her back and is rebellious. And this part knows how to love her. That part that knows freedom knows exactly how to love and accept her. And you don't force it. You let her come when she's ready.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of roll out the red carpet for her. I will say something else about your rebellious one with her back turned. She feels like she's got a little light in her hands.
Yeah.
And she's keeping it a secret.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Wow, that's got chills down me.
Yeah.
Because it's like this fairy energy that I have, which no one else can identify with, and it's like my secret. I've got this magic with me, and nobody understands it, and it's like my secret, but people think I'm a bit crazy, you know, but there's this fairy energy.
Yeah.
And because my other members of my family didn't have it. And it's
that's
like,
okay.
I didn't want them to feel bad. So that's why I kept it secret.
Yeah, yeah. We want to let go of holding ourselves back for the sake of other people.
Mm.
Because they won't be free to be who they are either.
Yeah. And that's really bringing a lot of emotion in me. I'm getting quite choked up. So that's kind of hit a very powerful place.
Yeah. Keep breathing. She's going to be playing with you really soon. Nonconformity is really a big part of what's happening now. You know, all the ways that families used to feel their stability, that's just kind of fallen apart. So we're all having to engage ourselves in our own inner strength and our own truth and just letting that shine. And your truth may not be someone else's in your family. They have their own, and that's fine. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Sherry, don't run away yet. How will I love the wise woman that's not wanting to be acknowledged? I just don't, you know, it's like this part of me wants to just, okay, accept the little child, but the wise woman is there and does not want to, there's the hiding of the wise woman.
So it's the same way you're going to hold out I'm saying the red carpet, but you just hold out the light and just acknowledge the wisdom. You can also work with her in an infinity loop. So,
okay.
And then when you, so there are parts of us that don't come back until we're ready.
Right.
And it's because whatever condition they're in, we need to match their energy. And the wise woman is holding a different energy than the young child. So I'd probably do the young child first, and then that will, up level where you are, and then you'll probably have more energy for the wise woman to integrate. She won't integrate until you can hold her.
Okay. Hold her. So when you say do the young child, hold her in the infinity loop, you mean, like with the
you
young
can.
Child?
You can. If you just need to focus more, that's one way to do it, and just love, let that loving light be there.
Okay.
And the same with the wise woman. But, they're all there with you, and you can integrate all of them. Just take it where you are. They'll show up, and you can ask who's ready now and work on that. What part of me is ready now?
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Forcing it is never going to work. You know,
I think I've got that personality of wanting to push it through, like, hurry up.
Yeah, exactly. All right. It was a pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you. Okay. Rochelle, how are you?
Good. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi. So I think it was on the call on Saturday. At the end of it, I love when I have these realizations that it takes me a little longer. But one of the things I realize is that I last year I worked really hard to get out of debt and, pay down credit cards and stuff like that and just being in a more balanced place. And I'm not sure when it happened, but apparently I got into debt again, and it was surprising to me that I found myself in that situation. I was like, when did this happen? So I went back and I was looking at how I was spending and stuff, and it was it was a little bit of a surprise, and then it was of course shocking to me that it was a surprise, but I realized that there are a lot of people around me who are, don't have money or in debt or are just having a hard time finding places to live with all the evictions and cost of living and rent and stuff. And so I thought, I wonder if I'm picking up on that, because I remember, I get frustrated with my work, and I remember saying, I could just let all this go, and I was wondering, wasn't I happier when I had less money? And I've been poor before. I know how to be poor again. So I was thinking in that way.
Right.
And I think it led to a lot of unconscious spending and connecting the dots. But it was just interesting. So looking at sort of my having space, like being able to have it, you know, I moved into a new place this year, and it's a nicer place than I was living in. So, and it's more expensive, but I think, I don't know. So I think there was a little bit of, I don't know if it's guilt or not knowing how to have without, you know, wanting to share it with people or commiserate with them or, you know, I don't know. It was very interesting. And, you know, now I'm looking at it and going, okay, well, now that I see where I am, let's start thinking about how I'm spending and not, you know, trying to give the money away as soon as I make it, because I really don't enjoy the job I'm doing making it anyway.
Right. Well, okay. So words are powerful. Thoughts are powerful. And the more up-leveled you are, the more powerful they are. So I have noticed that quite a few people have been shocked by what's happened to them in a short period of time. But there are also people who are not valuing something they're not quite ready to let go of. So keep that in mind. And then I want to address the people around you and your family. That's the most, the people around us and the people that we resonate with, the people we love or care for, we do tend to pull our resonance right where they are. Just come right in line with them. So there is like a freeway of energy. And to stay interconnected, we often pick up the same vibes they do, like being in debt, can't really get ahead. What's the matter with it anyway? Being poor isn't that hard. I did it before and I was happier. All of these thoughts that we have. And so you want to twice a day at least clear that off of you. So you're creating at a higher level. You're not creating with that interference because it's a bit of a static that can hold you back with less clarity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as fast as you dug your hole, we'll call it death hole.
Yeah.
As fast as you did that, even unconsciously, you can also reverse it. And I know you worked really hard last time, and I want you to give up. Here's one way you can do it differently. Give up. I'm working really hard. I easily, you know, erase this debt. It's going to happen easily.
Yes.
Just sort of hold that in a better framework. And then here's a question for you. If there's a part of myself that unconsciously needs to be in debt, I'd like to love that part. Does anything come forward?
Yes. Having to do with my siblings.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You feel really uncomfortable when you are creating at a different level than they are.
Yeah.
It's unbearable. My dog just whined with you. It's kind of unbearable. It's an unbearable feeling is what I catch. So I need you to go talk to the part of yourself that's feeling unbearable about it, that it's just impossible for you to be different.
Yeah, and it says, well, you know, how about if we just help show them a different way?
Yep. I also see her like, you know, have you ever got into like a haunted house and she's surrounded by all these spider webs?
Yeah.
So they're kind of like blindly going in all the spider webs. Spider webs can also be like grids that are connected. And so as you up level, you also can up level them. They get more opportunity when they see you doing it. They don't always take it. Sometimes they reject us because it's too unbearable for them. And that might be something you're afraid of, but it also gives them an opportunity. And sometimes people are happily competitive with each other. Oh, well, they did it. Well, I can do it too without being nasty about it. And so you might be breaking new ground there. There's a little sorrow there, though. You need to love that part that you feel the sorrow, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. I'll let you do that. It was a pleasure to talk to you today. All right.
Much pleasure to talk to you too. Bye, Sherry.
All right. Bye. Okay. 510 area code. Who's this?
Hannah, is it 3197 at the end?
Well, yes, it is. Is this Hannah?
Johanna.
Johanna, how
Johanna.
Are you?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm well. You know, I have a question that came really. It's actually about discerning the pillars and the insight that is our higher insight, and then discerning when it's kind of a connection with relatives or spirits, ancestors, and whether or not that is, does it matter, is one of my questions, to know sort of where those nudges are coming from, or that sort of that doors opening, or these insights, if whether it's from us or from someone else, and that, and then a trusting of that. So one of my friends and a healer I knew, Maladoma Somme, talked about the most unemployed in our, who are the most unemployed? Well, our ancestors are the most unemployed because we don't ask them enough to help for their help. Mm-hmm. And they're on the other side seeing so much. And so I wanted to just hear a little bit from you about that in connection with the pillars. Does that make sense at all?
Sure, it absolutely does. I'm glad you brought it up. Because I know some of you were not on the last call and some of you may not have listened to the last call yet. Everyone, go ahead and just take a breath. And the reason that we don't always listen to our ancestors is because we're actually downloading the sorrow and the patterns of them, as opposed to being able to perceive their strength. And I think that's true for quite a few people. And so they continue the ancestral drama, and that's what they're tied into, as opposed to a clean getting the strength of the ancestral line. And when you really get the strength of the ancestral line, it becomes your strength. So I have relatives that I see on the other side. Most of the time they're listening to me rather than giving me anything that is helpful. However, it doesn't have to be that way. Sometimes some of them are here to learn from me, and sometimes some of them may assist you. If you have a pure relationship that you know is beneficial to you on an ancestral line, that's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. But it doesn't always happen that way for everyone. And that's because they're working through the complexity of what they did inherit. And so let's go ahead and all the lines that are complex, dense, where we're pulling in things that are not helpful to us, let's go ahead and clean those lines up. And we may not clean everything up in one saying of it, but let's go ahead and begin that clear, clean thing. And then we can perceive the ancestral strength. And you can never see the strength or feel the strength when there's a lot of anger, we're in rejection, or there's some sort of family nonsense coming down, right? Because we would naturally say no.
When
also,
I am over...
No, go ahead. You talk.
So there are times when I get an overwhelming, I just will burst, tears will run, and I'll feel one of them, but it comes through as tears, but what I'm feeling is a lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to understand that a little bit more too. This is a friend and ancestor who, connection, family connection, and deep, deep friendships.
That's beautiful. So your heart is open and you're connected there. So there is, it feels like this connection is reminding you of the unseen world and also reminding you how deep and lasting heart connections are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're also there to assist you healing out some pain that is in your timeline. And they're also reminding you that pain is simply temporary. Do you want to give that up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking earlier about turning over pain. Just go ahead and just lift that up and out. And ask it to return in a way that's workable for you. You're taking on the burden of the universe there. And if we got some free-flowing love in that line of energy instead, you'll be a bit better at what you're trying to create. Sometimes the first step to creating is to resolve our grief. And then we can get in more of that playful space. I do have a sense you feel like you've walked alone for a long time, and that's the other reason you're feeling this.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Energy shows up to help us with that, you know, with what we ask for, even if we didn't know how to ask for it. So take this one step further. What is the wisdom I am receiving?
I believe the answer was that deep connection, that knowingness of the oneness, and to mm-hmm. to trust and believe in that, and to draw strength from that, and eliminate the loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
and
true.
maybe it doesn't. That in that oneness, I need to not worry so much about discerning whether it is where the knowing comes from, that I just have to, I don't need to be attached to knowing where it comes from.
That's true. It does reveal itself, but when you feel pure love, you know it. I think you're doing some heart work and lifting, and it's going to be super healthy for you on every level. Congratulations. It's a big step. Thank
sorry.
You so much. That's all right.
Thank you.
Tears are fine. We love them. Okay. Margaret. Hello there, Margaret.
Hi. Oh, goodness, Sherry. There's just so many things again. But just now as you were talking, I was thinking about, I've just had years of an issue with my brother's family. And I had a friend who said, I'm kind of excluded from that family. I guess it's maybe the thing I should talk to you about. And, you know, I am alone. I don't have other, you know, family members. And so they excluded me from my nephew's graduation. And my friends said, you have a choice of ejecting them from your life, or accepting them and loving them, or form, you know, kind of going over what happened and trying to make them like me and things like that, and basically kind of feeling like I'm poisoning myself. So I'm trying to work through that and stay healthy in the presence of that family, because I actually love my brother. Mm-hmm. It kind of feels like it's a little thing with my sister-in-law, but my heart, I've been getting some glimpses of insights, which make me realize how much I have had walls that shut off my heart from people. Right. So much of the little things, suggestions on the last call and on this at the very beginning when you were talking, have kind of brought up some of these little bits. For instance, I guess I'm talking too much, but for instance, there's, I think of myself as sweet, but many people that are kind of in my life, I just think, well, I'd rather just be alone, as lonely as I am. And I have this friend who seems to have kind of adopted me. I mean, not in that way, but he likes being with me a lot and wants to do things with me. Mm-hmm. And we don't have a lot in common. But I was realizing I'll be with him and just be kind of a little annoyed or bored because he talks a lot of details about technology and his corporate job, and I just don't relate to it. But he is just nothing but sweetness, and mm-hmm. he wants to be with me. I realized that I don't enjoy people when I realized I had a glimpse of how I could enjoy him.
Yeah.
And
Margaret.
And I just realized how closed off I've been, and how, and it's just a glimpse, frankly.
Take a breath here.
Okay.
Take a breath. All right. And so if there are other parts of my heart that were ready to open, not to force them, or more insights would show up and I could be more comfortable around people, I'll ask the pillars to help set that up for me, that I can be comfortable around other people and they could be comfortable around me. And that, when saying that, what we'll do is start noticing, you know, where you have been walled off, and you can start letting those walls come down. And, you know, being open in the heart doesn't mean we're stupid. It doesn't mean we've lost our discernment. It doesn't mean that suddenly everybody's perfect. Doesn't mean any of that. It just means that we're available to our own heart.
Okay.
Our hearts get harmed. Our lower heart gets harmed, right? Our emotional heart can feel harm or jealousy or rejection. But our higher heart has all of this unconditional acceptance in it. And so we can accept where we are with your brother. You can accept where you are with your sister-in-law. It may hurt, but we can accept that to be true. And then we'll go inside and we'll ask, what's the thing I can do to stay in contact? I don't have to make any big choices right now. Try to send a postcard or a little card occasionally. You know, I mean, just kind of feel out what feels right to you and give them some space and then see what happens next. Relationships fall apart and come back together all the time. Families, you know, do these sorts of things. So it's okay. As you present and get to know the different you, they will also see a different you without any expectation. You don't want any expectation that will actually lead to anything. You're doing it out of your unconditional part. Your unconditional aspect of you writes an appreciation note to your brother, an appreciation to your sister-in-law. And it's not fake. It has to be something that's true. Or you could just say what a great day you're having, and you hope they are too. Something simple. Nobody likes to read pages anymore, right? The new way of being is, you know, make it short and sweet. And but just let them know you're thinking of them. You don't have to do anything more than that. And if that doesn't feel right, just say a little prayer and then let it go. That's the way you handle something like that. I don't think you're, you know, I think you're just waiting to see what might happen next. And let that go and just do what you're prompted to do and let it go. Do what you're prompted to do and let it go all the time. Don't hang on. And I'm glad you're able to appreciate the man in your life, even though he can be technically boring. You know,
well,
his company.
It's not a man, you know, he's a gay man, so it's not like a man in my life.
Well, it is a man in your life, honey.
Yeah,
he's a
yes,
friend in your
okay.
life.
Okay, a friend, you know, a friend in my life. And yes,
a friend in your life. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And so I have a lot of people pleasing I do with my, you know, yes, we can get together. And I try to, I'm, you know, he was saying, my brother said, well, come here for Thanksgiving. We were having a kind of good moment on Monday. And it can just be such a stress of trying to keep my sister-in-law in good, you know, and try, whenever I'm talking, it's just a people-pleasing thing, trying to keep, you know, so...
maybe don't try so hard. You know,
right.
We can be more quiet. We can allow other people to talk and
okay.
just be, hold the harmony for yourself. If you,
okay.
if you have a good harmony within, everyone else can choose to have their harmony or not. It's not your job to go fix anybody. Just hold your harmony.
Yeah.
You need to take a walk, take a walk, but you know, just hold your harmony.
That
Thanksgiving
sounds
is
good.
You know, is what it is. But if you're invited, you're invited. And if you want to be there, go. It was a pleasure to talk to you, Margaret.
Thanks so much, Sherry. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Okay. Jayshree, how are you? Hello. I've got a little interference on the line here. Can you hear me?
Okay, let's try podcast or something.
It's not much better yet. Say something else.
Okay, that's
good enough. Sort of. I can sort of hear you, but there's a lot of background noise.
Okay, let's try and now.
A little better.
Okay, so I felt a clearing in my lungs, and I
good.
Was coughing through the pore.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
mm-hmm.
something that shifted there. So that's a little bit of movement in my core chakra, but more
okay.
The lungs on the core. And
right.
then, you know, I have thoughts about what I'd like to bring to the core. But then as I've been listening to people, two things came in. The sense
okay.
of having been criticized and the sense of having been threatened so much that I don't know how to sit outside in the sun anymore. And,
okay.
you know, if I could get help or in support with that, I would really appreciate just,
I heard the criticize, but I didn't hear the other part. What was the other part?
Being threatened.
Say it again.
Threatened. So being threatened. Yes.
Threatened. So other people criticizing
yes.
or are you criticizing? Or does it matter? It's just criticism?
No. Throughout my childhood into adulthood, there's been a pattern
right.
of being
feeling
criticized.
Okay.
And also the being threatened, physically threatened.
All right. Okay, so the part of you that is attached to the story of criticism and threats, that's, I know I'm challenging you here, but I want to call those people, those parts in. The part of you that is in the story of being threatened and in the criticism. So I'm feeling a child, an inner child that has experienced horror. I want to love her. part of the protectiveness, so she didn't have to feel so much as she started thinking of things as being critical, like the, noticing the criticism coming her way, and noticing and started noticing other people. Sometimes we become psychics because we're, you know, by examining everything around us, it's almost like we can try to protect ourselves. And so I want to love her and that part that feels the horror. This may be in your ancestry. It feels like it's in your ancestry, but I feel a young child under the baseboards being hidden. And if she speaks, bad things would happen to her. She'd be discovered. And I want to love that child. Okay, she doesn't like love to come in because that means she's been seen. So I'm going to show her where the love is and see if she would like to take it. Sort of like you set a little dish of water to a thirsty child or animal. The good news is she's very hungry for love. And she starved for it. And the only one that can give it to her now is you. So that part of your heart that opened, I'd like you to invite her into a sanctuary. And if you have a lot of going on right now, make that sanctuary right outside your heart, an invisible space, and invite her in. And then ask her what she needs. Does she need crystals? Does she need pillows? Does she need new clothes? Does she need sunshine in a place that is not threatening? And I see some part of her face she doesn't want to show. So some of this that you've picked up, because you are so psychic, is ancestral. Some of this is not all you. So I want to clear out not her, because this is part of your heart, but the part of her that keeps her animated in this place of horror in your ancestry. And we're just going to clean that out and go to the original person that experienced this. It's way, way back. On your father's side. Father's father's side. Way, I mean, it's so far back I can barely count, but it's, all right, a guilt. He used to hide his children. He hid his children downstairs because he was trying to entertain to get ahead in life, and the children he felt would hold him back. So he would, like, put them downstairs in almost like this, you know, trap door sort of thing, and lock them in there, and then he would have his life where he would entertain people that might help him, that he would flirt, he would talk, and if the children said the wrong thing, they were in, well, deep kimchi, as we would say, but they were in terrible trouble. And he was pretty rigid with them. He loved them in the only way he could, which was quite limited. And when he eventually got his break that he had been waiting for, he was so desperate for it, he sort of left his children behind. And he had a great deal of guilt about that. They did not fare well. And so I'm just going to do some healing work with him. And so for anybody where this story resonates, just hold into that healing light and see it just go right down the ancestral line, however you envision a straight thread of DNA. In his mind, he sees his children happy and around him, and he has a great deal of remorse and love. How are you feeling?
I'm emotional.
Yeah.
Because when I was a child, actually into young adulthood, I used to have this very strong feeling that there was a crack in the tile, and the only two people that knew that I was there was my dad and mom, and they were sending me love. You know, in this lifetime, these were the only two people that could reach me. And then I also had another theme that children should be seen and not heard. You know, so this resonates so much. It's like, you know, I the tears because of these two messages. I felt like no other human being except my dad and mom could get to me in that crack down the path. And so when you explain this, this really makes so much sense. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As I say, I am emotional.
That's okay. That's good. That's clearing.
Many blessings.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take one more call here, guys, because we're getting late. And so, Teresa in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, wow. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Wow. I actually almost had to go, too, so I'm glad I stayed. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, how are you? How can I help you tonight?
Oh, my goodness. So much has resonated on this call tonight from what you said. I sent you a little note to say that, too, and just a lot of things other people have been dealing with. But for me, I think what's going on, I had a heck of a day today, actually. It's sort of things really came to a head, and I felt really overwhelmed with a lot of what's just going on in my life. And so, you know, I was kind of scribbling down notes here while, you know, when I kind of had little insights and impressions as I was listening on the call. And so I wrote down things like, well, obviously there's overwhelm, which I just said, but things like Chicken Little syndrome, I call it.
Oh, yeah.
And like I'm always putting out little fires. I'm always dealing with the crisis of the moment. And then, you know, of course, what ties into that is what pops in my head is like victim. How much do you like being a victim here? You know, and then I'm like, but I don't. But there must be a part of me that does or wants to be comforted, I guess, more than a victim. Do you know what I mean?
So,
yeah, I have felt like I've needed to be Superwoman for a long, long, long time.
Right.
And so, yeah. So any insights you have to share?
Sure. So let's start with Superwoman. We become Superwomen, as we all have been, and we overextend and burn out when we're running on our masculine energy and we don't renew in our feminine. But that's how we were taught, so we don't know how. So
yes, and you talked about the extreme
that are prompts. Yeah, and sometimes we become Chicken Littles because we're, or you know, the sky's falling, the sky's falling, the sky's falling.
Yeah.
Because we do need that attention. That inner part of us needs to appreciate. We need to appreciate who we are, where we are. We need to have gratitude for everything we've done. And the more gratitude we have for everything we've done, the more other people outside of us will also appreciate us.
Mm.
You know, and that doesn't come, you know, I mean, if you're, all your appreciation is because you're, you know, you're laying in the mud face down. That's, you know, when you're truly in the victim place, you know, that's how we end up getting taught. You know, somebody shows up and rescues, somebody shows up and notices. Mm-hmm. But what you're trying to do is up level this, right? You're trying to up level this. So it's kind of a mutual thing all the time. And let's go ahead and see what's in here. Let me get deeper here. All right, so you had an event in this life that set you up for this pattern. Is that right?
I'm trying to think which event. I probably have more than one event. I mean, sure.
Take a breath. Yeah. And if something happened in this life that set this pattern up, what would it be?
You know, just going kind of reductionist, kind of back to childhood, I feel like so much has to do with that for me and many people, really, family mm-hmm. of origin.
Stay right with yourself.
Okay.
If there was a part of my self that broke off, that needed to be kind of Chicken Little-like, like you said before, can that part show up for me now?
Mm-hmm.
And ask that part what it needs from you.
Mm. And I've thought of this before. It's interesting you're saying that right now, because I just see a little girl all the time when I do this kind of thing, a little girl who just needs to be understood and hugged and, you know.
Ask her now, does she need a hug? And what would she like you to understand?
Mm. Such a good question. What would she like me to understand? Oh, I don't really know how to answer that.
We'll let her answer it for you.
I mean, the first thing that comes up is just what she'd like me to understand is how scary things can be.
Yeah, and she's scared.
Yeah.
Love her. Ask her if she'd like a little love, because you understand things can be scary.
Yes.
She's shaking. She has experienced a lot of fear. So, okay, once these parts of yourself begin to communicate, then you know what to do, because you can ask, what do you need? But I want to say this for everybody on the call. Sometimes they're not talking to you because they're not used to that communication. They're living in another dimension. So you're not going to be able to integrate. They're going to be pulling you into their dimension. So, which means you're going to be being prompted to do things that may not be exactly where you want to go. So the integration takes place the more we give. So inner child work, you know, when we used to do it in Hawaii, we give them unicorns or horses or ponies or colored blankets, whatever they needed, and just sort of ask and sort of get the sense, what is it that you need? And sooner or later, they will show up. The first one I worked with was a burned-up baby. So we've come a long way from the burned-up baby, but, you know, they can be quite intense. But we hold that unconditional love, and we invite it in. And the more, this will make you empowered. The more empowered you are, the more you know yourself, the more you'll be able to create. How are you feeling with her now?
Well, there's a bunch of integrating, I think, that needs to happen, or more communication with her.
Call. Your best communication is unconditional love. Let's hold that for you. Just let that be as big as it can be. Because you become more attractive to these pieces as the GPS where they're coming home when you hold that unconditional love.
Mm-hmm. Versus judgment, versus self-criticism. Mm-hmm.
Or trying to figure it out. Or why did that happen? This is the moment where you get into that sacred circle, you know, with you and the pillars. And you can also ask the pillars to teach you how to love this part if you get really lost. But it's really putting out the red carpet of love or the blue blanket, whatever it is, and just love this aspect in the highest acceptance of whatever happened to her. And she was terrified.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're terrified, what's under the terror is shock, freezing up, mm-hmm. sometimes not knowing how to talk. And so we offer this love. All right, so you've actually pushed yourself a little bit, and this part may not be ready to integrate, but a lot of other parts are. Would you like to integrate those now?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so for you, Teresa, and everyone on the call, just take a big breath. And if I had parts that are ready to integrate for my empowerment, for my creation to help me attract all the good things in my life that I have asked for. I invite them in now. I choose to live my life in wholeness, and I unconditionally accept everything that's happened to me. Keep loving. All right, very good. Thank you very much, Teresa.
Thanks, Sherry.
Okay, everyone, keep breathing. So if there's one bit of wisdom or something that I need, you know, that would be helpful for me to know out of this call, I ask to know it now. It doesn't have to come from your little mind. It might reveal itself later, but go ahead and ask that in now. Very good. Okay, everyone. I'm really thankful that you hung in there as long as you did the last couple of hours. I'm going to go ahead and move the call to interactive. We can all say goodbye. You know my email, metaphysicalgrid at sherryphillipsswatek.com. If you have any questions, anything, the shorter and sweeter, the better. All right, here we go. Hoey ho, everyone.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hoey ho. Hoey ho. Love all of you.
Love you too.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.